Good evening. This is Shubhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India-AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi. Sharing a Sanskrit Shubhashitam on social media, today PM Modi said that the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. The AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded with the adoption of the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. Indian Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the government is making efforts to position India as a preferred global destination for medical value travel. Nadda said this in a video message during the 8th edition of Advantage Healthcare India in New Delhi. He said the government views medical travel as a channel of cooperation that builds confidence and strengthens people-to-people ties between nations. The minister added that highly skilled medical professionals and modern healthcare infrastructure are offering advanced treatment across a wide range of specialties, including cardiology, oncology, organ transplantation, orthopedics, and neurosciences. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today underscored the pivotal role of the MSME sector in India's economic growth, stating that since 2014, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several policy interventions have strengthened the country's economy, including the creation of the National SCST Hub in 2016, inaugurating the national-level Mega Awareness Program in Itanagar, organized by National Small Industries Corporation under the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises. Khandu noted that MSMEs support over 7 crore enterprises and 31 crore people nationwide. The Awareness Program aims to ensure that SC and ST entrepreneurs benefit from various Government of India schemes and actively participate in the nation's economic progress. Khandu virtually inaugurated the Entrepreneurship Development Institute at Jote to boost startups and MSMEs in Arunachal Pradesh. Rajiv Gandhi University, RGU, has renewed its academic and institutional partnership with Rajiv Gandhi National Institute of Youth Development, RGNIYD, by signing a fresh Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to advance youth empowerment in initiatives across Northeast India. The MOU was signed in the presence of RGU Vice Chancellor Professor S.K. Naik, Registrar Dr. N.T. Rikam, and other senior officials, along with RGNIYD representatives. The renewed pact continues a collaboration that began in 2020. Arunachal Pradesh BJP President Kaling Moeng on Sunday appealed to the people of Assam to vote for good governance, development-oriented policies and democratic values instead of family-based politics. Moeng made the appeal while attending the 131st edition of Mann Ki Baat at Vishwanath. He said that since both Assam and Arunachal Pradesh are ruled by the BJP, their mutual understanding is reflected in coordinated development efforts and strong cultural and economic ties. He expressed confidence that Assam voters would once again support the BJP in the upcoming assembly elections. An assistant sub-inspector of Arunachal Pradesh Police was trampled to death by a wild elephant in Lohit district on Sunday. SI Martin Lego, 40, of Sunpura Police Station had gone to the Lohit riverbank with two friends when they encountered the elephant around 10:30 a.m. While his friends escaped, Lego was fatally attacked, police said. An unnatural death case has been registered and the body was handed over to the family after post-mortem. A one-day mega health camp was conducted at Pongchao Helipad Ground in Longding District, benefiting 1,073 residents from Pongchao and nearby villages. Organized by the District Health Society, Longding, in collaboration with 24 Assam Rifles and Any Hills, the camp aligned with the vision of Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Health Minister Buram Waghe to expand healthcare in border areas. Inaugurating the camp, MLA Mohesh Chai lauded the civil-military collaboration. The camp offered services such as specialist consultations, TB and NCD screenings, cancer screening, PMJAY, CMAAY, enrollments and free medicines and spectacles. The anti-drug squad of West Siang Police arrested two persons, including a head constable SG of Arunachal Pradesh Police, in separate cases and seized suspected heroin and ganja. Acting on specific input, a team led by Deputy SP Headquartered Tauba Biroy apprehended the head constable near his rented house at Alo and recovered 5.48 grams of suspected heroin. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.